ॐ हरिः ॐ तत्सत् श्रीगुरुभ्यो नमः हरिः ॐ सहनावतु सहनौ भुनक्तु सह वीर्यङ्करवावहै तेजस्विनावधीतमस्तु मा विद्विषावहै ॐ शान्ति शान्ति शान्तिः। सो इन दिस कठोपनिषत् तृतीयावल्ली वी हैव सीन 11 mantras. There are some questions regarding the teaching in the previous class. Because in the previous class, Upanishad stated that one must practice the discipline of Nididhyasanam. And it also explained what Nididhyasanam is. Nididhyasanam is a discipline only for the ascertainment of the teaching. Only for ascertaining the vision, the knowledge one has already got by going through the discipline of Shravanam and Mananam. And why Nididhyasanam is needed, we also understood. When a person enters into this discipline of Shravanam without being adequately prepared, it is not wrong to be given the discipline of Shravanam, but definitely the adequate preparedness being not there, adequate purity, adequate mental steadiness being not there, sometimes it is not possible for one to enjoy the benefit of knowledge, because one will be disturbed by habitual errors. In spite of knowledge being there, being disturbed by the habitual errors, still one's life continues to be as the one not having knowledge, one not able to enjoy the benefit of knowledge. That is why Nididhyasanam is compelled. And we saw the Nididhyasanam is twofold. That is Brahma Abhyasa Rupa Nididhyasanam, then Samadhi Abhyasa Rupa Nididhyasanam. Samadhi Abhyasa Rupa Nididhyasanam. I can make it very clear. Brahma Abhyasaha means, Abhyasaha literally means practice, exercise. Brahma Abhyasaha means what? Repeatedly listening to the teaching and having the support of the teaching. Just to be the self. Just to remain as the self. Seeing oneself being Brahman with the help of the repeated listening. This is called Brahma Abhyasa Rupa Nididhyasanam. I already explained very clearly. Nididhyasanam is not for the removal of ignorance. It's not any exhilarating experience. It is just making efforts to be the self, to be this one's own self. If a person takes support of the Shastra listening, it's called Brahma Abhyasa Nididhyasanam. Or without listening to the teaching, simply dwelling upon the fact whatever one has understood through the teaching, is Samadhi Abhyasa Rupa Nididhyasanam. Actually, in the textbook, Upanishad actually recommended Samadhi Abhyasa Rupa Nididhyasanam. But both twofold Nididhyasanam is perfect. Samadhi Abhyasa Rupa Nididhyasanam was mentioned in this mantra. It was very clear teaching, I'm sure. Now we have to enter into the next mantra, 12th mantra, correct? Okay. This 12th mantra is again has beautiful introduction of Shankaracharya. The mantra itself states, this absolute reality, again we are going back to the teaching, this absolute reality, the ultimate truth, is implied by the term Brahma or Atma in terms of its nature of limitlessness, in terms of its nature of all-pervasiveness. And therefore, this reality happens to be the subtlest, as reality happens to be beyond everything. There's no means of knowledge which can be used to arrive at this reality. No means of knowledge is available. In the sense, no means of knowledge already available can be used. In the sense, perception cannot be the means of knowledge. Even trying to understand, conceive mentally is also not possible. Even being able to arrive at the reality to the description of the words also is not possible. So we always repeat these sentences. Reality is not available for sense perception, it's not available for thought conception, it's not available for word description. Therefore, there's no means of knowledge which can help or arrive at the reality. And it's also attributeless. Therefore, it is possible for one to arrive at the conclusion that there is no such reality. The reality happens to be the subtlest. No means of knowledge being available other than the Shastra. Being imperceptible, it's easy for people to mistake such a reality doesn't exist. Therefore, here one should have Shraddha in the Shastram, because Shastram is the Pramanam. Shastram is the means of knowledge available to discover the truth. If we do not have Shraddha in the Shastram, there's no way of making of the Shastram as a Pramanam, and not being able to make of the Pramanam available in the form of Shastram, one has to miss the vision of the truth. Therefore, Shraddha is very important. So, leave alone Nididhyasana. Nididhyasana is something which is possible, practical, only after a person goes to the discipline of Shravanam and Mananam. And to be committed to the Shravanam, first of all, one must have Shraddha in the Shastram. Without Shraddha, Shravanam cannot happen. Mananam is impossible. And where's the question of Nididhyasana happening? The Shraddha is emphasized indirectly in the following mantra. Okay, Shraddhavan Labhate Jnanam. Only the person who has Shraddha, the Shastram, attains the knowledge. So Shraddha is important. That's what is emphasized here. With the Shraddha, one must make use of the Shastram, must operate this Pramanam with great reverence. Then Shastra Pramanam will not fail in revealing the truth, in giving the vision of the truth to the person. That's the implication here. With understanding, let us enter into the mantra. Before we go to the mantra, let us see how Shankara Bhagavatpada introduces this mantra also. Generally, whenever the reality is unfolded, the nature of the reality is unfolded, always it is said reality has to be arrived at only in terms of its nature of consciousness. Chidrupena eva vastu avagantavyam. Because reality is available for recognition only as the swarupam of the subject of knowledge, the knower experiencer. Reality is not an object, not available for objectification. Therefore, it has to be added only as the truth of the knower, even though reality is neither the subject nor the object. Even though reality is distinct from both subject and object, but Shastram gives us the clue, Shastram helps us to understand the fact that reality can be, has to be arrived at only in terms of its nature of this knower, Churup of the knower. When we try to arrive at reality in terms of its nature of the knower, it's available in terms of its nature of knowing. So pure knowledge, pure consciousness. Sometimes the swarupa of the reality being existence also is discussed. So reality, not only pure consciousness, but pure existence also is the nature of the reality. So reality can be arrived at in terms of its nature of existence also. When existence is presented as the nature of the reality, then the reality is temporarily given the status of being the cause of the universe. Even though reality is neither the cause nor the effect, reality is distinct from the cause and effect. Karya karana vilakshanam brahma. Still reality is given the temporary status of being the cause of the universe. To arrive at reality in terms of its nature of pure existence. So in this following mantra, we are going to understand reality in terms of its nature of pure existence. At the same time, it's also emphasized indirectly the importance of having Shraddha in the Shastram as the Pramanam, as the means of knowledge. I'm not giving too elaborate introduction for this mantra because definitely we can see that. Okay. 12th mantra. So Shankara Bhagavatapada introduces in this manner. Before going to the mantra, let us read his introduction to this mantra. Buddhyadi cheshta avishayam chet brahma idam tad iti visheshataha grihyeta. Buddhyadi cheshta vishayam chet brahma idam tad iti visheshataha grihyeta. Brahman can be definitely understood. Brahman may be understood. Brahman could have been understood as this is what Brahman is, idam Brahma, or that is what Brahman. Exactly this is what Brahman, that is what Brahman, as Brahman could have been easily understood. Specifically understood. Visheshataha grihyeta. If Brahman is Vishayaha, an object of the instruments of knowledge such as intellect, etc. Buddhi adi. Buddhi adi means what? Intellect, etc. Intellect, you can include sense organs, etc. Buddhyadi cheshta vishayaha. Vishayaha chet. If the absolute reality, चेत दिस मीन्स व्हाट इफ द अब्सोल्यूट रियलिटी इज विषय एन ऑब्जेक्ट ऑफ द नॉलेज और द फंक्शंस ऑफ इंस्ट्रूमेंट्स ऑफ परसेप्शन इंस्ट्रूमेंट्स ऑफ नॉलेज सच एज इंटेलेक्ट सेंस ऑर्गन्स एक्सेट्रा देन विशेषतः गृह्येत स्पेसिफिकली रियालिटी कुड हैव बीन अंडरस्टूड एज दिस वॉट ब्रह्मन इज दिस वॉट रियालिटी इज बट बुद्ध्यादि उपरमे च ग्रहण कारण अभावात् बुद्ध्यादि उपरमे च In withdrawing the buddhi as something incapable of knowing the reality, grahana karana abhavat, grahana karana, grahana karana, it must be grahana karana abhavat, due to the absence of instrument of knowledge, due to the non-availability of the means of knowledge. Anupalabhyamanam Brahma Nastyeva Grahana Karana Abhavat. Due to the absence of the means of knowledge. Grahanam means knowledge. Due to the absence of means of knowledge. Because it's not available for intellect and sense organs, etc. Anupalabhyamanam Brahma, the reality which is not being available, which is not available. Anupalabhyate, Anupalabhyamanam Brahma, reality which is not available, nastyeva, reality is not there at all. This is what the conclusion some people make. Brahma nastyeva. Reality is not there at all. Means reality does not exist. Why? Anupalabhyamanam. Because it is not available. It is not available. Why not available? Not available for experience, understanding, knowledge. Why not available for not understanding knowledge? Grahana karana abhavat, because of the absence of the means of knowledge. There's no means of knowledge which can reveal Brahma. Therefore, Brahma is not available for knowledge. Therefore, it is not there. Buddhyadi uparame, even this, the already available instruments of knowledge such as intellect, sense organs, etc. also, uparame, when they are also rejected, negated as not being useful, then what happens? It is easy for one to come to the conclusion Brahma does not exist. If it was an object of knowledge to sense organs such as intellect, etc., to sense organs or intellect, etc., then it could have been specifically grasped, understood, as is what Brahman is. But not available. Therefore, Brahman is not there. This is the content of the first line of the Bhashyam. Next. Yadi karana gocharam tad asti iti prasiddha. Tadasti, yad hi karana gocharam, yaddhi karana gocharam. I'm reading very carefully the Bhashyam. Yaddhi karana gocharam, yad hi karana gocharam, tad asti. Karana gocharam means what? Karana means instrument of, karanam literally means instrument. You should take it as instrument of knowledge. See, the word karanam means what? Karanam is a noun form, isn't it? Karoti, does, makes. Karanam is doing. It's a gerund. But here take it as a noun. Karanam means instrument of knowledge. Go means knowledge. Karana gochara means anything which falls within the range of the instruments of knowledge is karana gochara. So yaddhi karana gocharam tad asti iti prasiddham loke. In this world, it is very well known. In this world, it is very well known. What is well known? Yad karana gocharam tad asti. Anything and everything which falls within the range of this sense organ, which is available for perception through sense organs. Anything which is available for perception through sense organs, that alone exists. Anything perceptible alone exists. Yadhi karana gocharam tad asti. Suppose yadhi karana gocharam nasti tad nasti. If something is not available for sense perception, it is not available for experience, it doesn't exist. Okay. Iti loke prasiddham. This is well known in the world. This is how people decide the existence, non-existence of the objects. Viparitam cha asati. Suppose viparitam means what? If the object is not available for perception, experience, it doesn't fall under the range of, within the range of sense perception, sense organs, then asatu. As means it doesn't exist. Iti ataha cha anarthakaha yogaha. Therefore, what iti? This is the understanding, well known understanding in the world. Therefore, anarthakaha yogaha. Yogaha anarthakaha. Ataha, therefore, yogaha anarthakaha. This pursuit of knowledge itself is what? Pursuit of knowledge itself is meaningless. And therefore, any discipline practiced also becomes meaningless. Because what is karma yoga for? What is jnana yoga for? Even what is meditation for? Contemplation for? All these disciplines, yogaha, one word yoga stands for all the disciplines, including specifically contemplation. This discipline of meditation, contemplation, living life, being given to the pursuit of jnana yoga, knowledge, all these disciplines are meaningless, purposeless. Anarthakaha. Why it anarthakaha? Brahman doesn't not even exist. Then why should we follow these disciplines to arrive at the non-existent Brahman? That is the idea here. And what is conveyed here? So, anupalabhyamanatvat va nasti. Anupalabhyamanatvadva nasti iti. As Brahman is not available for any instrument of knowledge, Brahman is nasti iti. One may conclude easily. But upalabdhavyam brahma iti evam praptaha idam uchyate. Therefore, upalabdhavyam brahma, definitely this absolute reality brahma must be understood. Upalabdhavyam, it must be available. It must be there, it must be available. Iti evam prapte, when it is understood, when it is understood, this Brahma upalabdhavyam, this reality must be available, must be attained. When it is understood, idam uchyate, somehow reality must be understood. Then it is said here, means Shastram presents the teaching. Just because it is not available for any other means of knowledge, one should not make a conclusion Brahman does not exist, but Brahman should be understood, can be understood. Therefore, Shastram here presents the teaching how Brahman can be understood. Mantra number 12. So it's already made. What is important thing should be understood from Shankara Bhagavatpada's commentary? Yes, Brahman does exist, but it is not available for any other means of knowledge. Therefore, one should not think Brahman is non-existent because of the general view that prevailing in the world. Brahman should be understood, for which one must have Shraddha in the Shastram. Because Shastram is the only Pramanam which is available here to understand Brahman. As Brahman has to be understood definitely, but Brahman is not available for any other means of knowledge. Therefore, here the Shastram presents the teaching how Brahman can be arrived at. This is the tatparyam of what I have read until now. Let us see the mantra now. Naiva vachana manasa praptum shakyo na chakshusha astiti brvaton yatra katham tadupalabhyate naivavachana manasa praptum shakyo na chakshusha astiti brvato nyatra katham tadupalabhyate कथं तदुपलभ्यते नैव वाचा न मनसा प्राप्तुं शक्यो न चक्षुषा अस्तीति ब्रुवतोऽन्यत्र कथं तदुपलभ्यते. सी चक्षुषा, फर्स्ट ऑफ ऑल अंडरस्टैंड, न शक्यः मीन्स व्हाट हियर. Not here, the Shakyaha is a masculine gender word. So Shakyam means it would have been neuter gender word. But no Shakyaha. Therefore, instead of taking the reality as Brahma, I take it as Atma. If it was Shakyam, then I could have said Brahma. Now instead of Brahma, we have to take the word Atma because Shakyaha is a masculine gender word. So na Shakyaha means it is not possible. Not possible to what? Praptum. Praptum na shakyaha. It is not possible to attain. It is not possible to attain what? Atma. Hey, Atma you not attain. Atma is the reality which is all pervasive, already there, everywhere, in and through the Atma is there as very you also. Atma need not be attained, cannot be attained also. Therefore, it is not possible to attain the knowledge of Atma. Praptum na shakyaha. It is not possible to attain knowledge of Atma. How? Vacha, naiva vacha. It is not possible to attain knowledge of Atma through words. Means because words cannot describe the Atma. Why? Atma has no attributes. Atma is of the nature of attributelessness. Therefore, words cannot describe something which doesn't have any attributes. Therefore, Atma cannot be known. It's not possible to know the Atma through the description of words. So, words cannot serve as means of knowledge. Then, na manasa praptum shakyaha. It is not possible to have knowledge of the Atma through the mind also. Because first thing, Atma is not an object of knowledge. Second thing, mind itself functions because of the blessing of the Atma. So mind, which is the inert, subtle matter mind, which is dependent on the Atma for its existence, for its becoming functional. So mind cannot serve as a means of knowledge. So Atma is not an object of thought. Atma cannot be conceived mentally. Therefore, it is not possible to attain the knowledge of Atma through the mind also. Then, na chakshusha praptum shakyaha. It is not possible to attain knowledge of Atma through the eyes, means through the sense organ. The chakshu stands for all sense organs. So here again, the first line says the same thing. Na chakshusha praptum shakyaha, manasa na praptum shakyaha, naiva vacha praptum shakyaha. The three means of knowledge are negated as incapable. Sense organs, mind, and words are incapable of revealing the Atma. They cannot be used as instruments of knowledge to arrive at the Atma. It is not possible to attain knowledge of Atma through mind, words, and sense organs. Means Atma is not available for perception. Atma is available for Atma is inconceivable, cannot be arrived through mind, and Atma cannot be described also. Therefore, Atma is indescribable, inconceivable, imperceptible. Therefore, it is not possible to attain knowledge of the Atma through any of these already available means of knowledge. Therefore, one should not make a conclusion, Atma does not exist. Instead, one must make use of the Shastram, Shastra Pramanam. To make a Shastra Pramanam, one must have great Shraddha, tremendous reverence, unflinching faith in the Shastram. One must surrender oneself to the Shastram. As Shastram Sharanam Gacchami. And for which he must understand that the universe is, therefore there must be the cause of this universe. So one must arrive at it. So one must have this firm understanding that there is reality, there must be the reality. So asti iti bruvataha. Asti iti bruvataha. Asti iti yaha braviti only tasya, tasya eva. The one who says, one braviti, mean one who speaks, one who says. So bruvan, shatru anta shabda. Bruvataha, positive case of bruvan. Asti iti bruvan purushahayaha asti. The person who says Brahman is, Brahman exists, there is reality, there must be the reality. The person who says, who is a firm understanding. There must be reality. I do not know, but however, I must arrive at it. And Shastram is the pramanam here. Asti iti bruvataha. For the person who says Brahman is, only for him reality is, reality will be available. It is possible only for such a person who understands, who says reality exists. I must understand, for such a person, reality is available for knowledge. Anyatra, otherwise. Anyatra means what? So, anyatra, see, anyatra literally means elsewhere. Literal meaning of the word anyatra means elsewhere. So, but here anyatra means, whereas for the person, otherwise, the person doesn't believe in the existence of Brahman. Katam tupalabhyate, how is it possible for him to arrive at Brahman? Tad Brahma katam upalabhyate. So Brahman is available. Tad upalabhyate. Brahman is available only for the person who says Brahman exists. Otherwise, it is not available. That's also implied here. So, katham tad upalabhyate, how can reality be available for a person other than the one who says Brahman exists? What is the meaning here? Definitely, the person who already had a preconceived notion that Brahman does not exist, for him, Brahman will not be available for knowledge. Instead, the person who understands Brahman is, because Shastram states, Shastram is the Pramanam, means the person who has Shraddha in the Shastram alone can make of the Shastram and can accept that Brahman exists, because Shastram says Brahman is, so he accepts it. And with the Shraddha, he makes of the Pramanam. Then for him, definitely Brahman is available for knowledge. This is the teaching here. Asti iti bhuvataha anyatra katam tad upalabhyate. Other than the person who states Brahman is, because of Shraddha in the Shastram, how is the Brahman available for knowledge? How can that Brahman be available for knowledge? Definitely, the reality Brahman will not be available for knowledge. For the person who already has the preconceived notion, the Brahman does not exist. And also the person who rejects the Shastra Pramanam, does not have Pramanam, Shraddha in the Shastram. Okay. Anvayaha. The word Atma is not mentioned anywhere. So we have to watch Atmanam Vacha Praptum Nashakyate. Vacha Praptum Naiva Shakyaha Atma. Manasa Api Praptum Nashakyaha Atma. Chakshusha Api Nashakyaha Atma. Asti iti bruvataha purushat anyatra purushe tat saha atma katham upalabhyate. Other than the person who says that atma exists, other than the person who is a firm conviction that atma exists because of Shraddha in Shastram, only for him atma is available. Okay. This is the literal meaning of the mantra which you have understood. Let us try to understand what Shankar Bhagupada explains. नैव वाचा न मनसा न चक्षुषा न अन्यैः अपि इन्द्रियैः प्राप्तुं शक्यते इत्यर्थः. फर्स्ट ही इंट्रोड्यूसेस दिस विस फर्स्ट सेंटेंस. It is not at all possible to attain the knowledge of the Atma through words to the mind or through the eyes, not even through any of the sense organs. Means words cannot serve as means of knowledge. The internal instrument of knowledge also cannot be the instrument of knowledge of the Atma. Sense organs and sense also, such as eyes, seeing power, etc. also, are not the instruments of knowledge of the Atma. Atma are not available for any of this already available means of knowledge. These instruments of knowledge, internal, external instruments of knowledge, mind, sense organs, words, etc., or sense of, means of knowledge only for knowing the objects other than the reality. Other than the reality obtaining as one's own self. They are all instruments of the knowledge of objects only. They are all not the instruments of knowledge of the subject. They are all the instruments of knowledge of the objects. Therefore, it is not possible to serve as means of knowledge of the Atma. Okay, next sentence. Tathapi sarva visesha rahitaha api. Tathapi sarva visesha rahitaha api jagataha moolam iti अवगतत्वाद् अस्ति एव कार्य प्रविलापनस्य अस्तित्वनिष्ठत्वात्. इट विल मेक इट वेरी क्लियर. सी तथापि शुड बी टेकन एज यद्यपि. तथापि इज द वर्ड गिवन. लेट्स टेक इट एज यद्यपि. सी यद्यपि सर्व विशेष रहितः. Even though this Atma is devoid of, free from, Atma is without all attribute. Sarva visesha rahitaha. Atmanaha visesha nasanti. Atmanaha visesha nasanti. Atma does not have any attributes. Because Atma is nirgunaha. Nirgunaha Atma, Nirgunam Brahma. What does it mean? Atma is of the nature of attributelessness. Nirgunatvam Atmanaha Swarupam. Atma is of the nature of attributelessness. Therefore what? Sarva Visesha Rahitaha Atma. Atma is attributeless. Still, attributeless means what? As Atma is attributeless, it is not available for any already available means of knowledge. Available for knowledge through any of the means of knowledge. But still, tathapi, yadyapi sarvisesha rahitaha Atma tathapi, jagataha moolam iti avagatatvat. This Brahman has this, as this Brahman has the status of being understood as the cause of the universe. Brahman has the status of being understood as the cause of the universe. What does it mean? Brahman is always there as present as the cause of the universe. Jagataha moolam. Jagataha moolam. Brahman is the cause. Moolam means what? Brahman is the adhishtanam. Brahman is the cause the source of existence of this universe. Iti avagatatvat. It is always understood. The Brahman is the root of the cause of the universe. Therefore, asti eva, if definitely Brahman is. Karya pravilapanasya astitva nishtatvat. See, karya pravilapanam. Pravilapanam means resolution. See, Brahman is the, being the cause, it has the status of having the effect resolved in it. Let me make it very clear. When I say ocean is, it is something to be explained, okay? Pravilapana means resolution. If I say ocean is the effect karyam and water is the truth of the ocean, and the ocean can be resolved in the water. How? When you say ocean is water, the statement was what? The statement says that ocean is water means ocean is cognitively resolvable in its cause. It is only water. Water is the truth which lends existence to the ocean, which means ocean is an effect which doesn't have existence independently outside of the water. Which means ocean is water. When I say ocean, there is resolution of the ocean in the water. So, ocean being the karyam, and what is the pravilapanam of the ocean happens in the water, which means ocean is resolvable in its truth, that ocean does not exist outside of the water. It's called cognitive resolution of the ocean in its truth, the water. So, karya pravilapanasya astitva nishtatvat. See, cause must be there. When you see the effect, effect is what? Resolvable. Its own cause. Cause alone is in the form of existence. Astitvam. Cause is always in the form of existence of the effect. For the resolution of the effect, there is a cause definitely in the form of existence of the effect. This is what is conveyed in this sentence. So, even though the reality has no attributes, still it's understood to be the cause of the universe. Therefore, always the cause is definitely there in the form of existence of the effect, where the resolution of the effect is possible. Therefore, reality Brahman is, and which is the ground of resolution for this jagat, which is the effect. This is the content of this sentence. So, any cause has astitva nishtatvam. What does it mean? Astitva nishtatvam means any cause with reference to its respective effect has the status of being the existence, definite existence of the effect. Any cause has the status of being the existence, permanent, persistent existence of the effect, where the resolution of the effect can happen. If I give an example here, when I say ocean is water, through this sentence, I'm not doing anything physically, but definitely I'm cognitively resolving the ocean in its truth, the water. Is it clear? Which means the ocean has no existence independently outside of the water. It's called cognitive resolution, not physical. It's called pravilapanam. So Jagat is karyam and Brahman is the karanam. Therefore, Brahman, this universe effect, the resolution of the universe, the effect in the form of universe can happen where in its cause, which definitely the cause is definitely there, you know, persistent existence of the universe. Is it clear? Let me make it again clear. How does the cause obtain in an effect? Every cause has astitva nishtatvam, means every cause has the status of being the persistent existence. In what form? What is the form? What is the form in which the cause obtains in the effect? What is the form in which the cause obtains in the effect? Water, the cause, obtains in the form of existence of the ocean. Gold, the cause, obtains in the form of existence of the ornament. Existence. See, what is the form in which the cause obtains? Wood, the cause, obtains in the form of existence of the furniture. You cannot see exist meaning of the word existence. Cause is in the form of existence of the any effect. Similarly, now they're all relative causes. Wood is a relative cause. Only with reference to furniture, you can say wood obtains in the form of existence of the furniture. Gold obtains the form of existence of the ornament. Why? But remove the cause, the ornament, remove the cause in the form of gold, the ornament will lose its existence. The existence will become lost if the cause is removed from the effect. Therefore, we understand cause always obtains in the form of existence in the effect. So what obtains the form of existence of devotion? Similarly, here, there are relative causes. With reference to the entirety of the cosmos, including time and space, there is a cause, one cause. That cause alone is X, we do not know. That cause is implied by the term Brahma or Atma. So this the absolute reality implied by the term Atma or Brahma is the cause of the existence of the universe, means that reality obtains in the form of existence of the universe. With reference to ocean, the existence is water. Water lends existence. Water is in the form of existence. Similarly, with reference to ornament, gold is in the form of existence. Similarly, with reference to the entirety of the cosmos, Jagat, entirety of the universe, Brahman obtains in him of existence of the universe. So Brahman is equal to existence. The question comes, why does Brahman obtain him of existence of the universe? If you ask the question, why does the water obtain in the form of existence of the ocean? Why? Being the cause of the ocean, being the existence of the ocean is the nature, swarupam. Called swarupam. Okay? Why? That is the nature. That is how a cause can be with reference to any effect. Any cause with reference to its respective effect, that's how the cause can be. Similarly, with reference to the entirety of the cosmos, including time and space, the absolute reality obtains in the form of existence. Therefore, existence is the swarupam. Sattvam or satta is the existence of the reality. So here, why? Because astitva nishtatvam, every cause has astitva nishtatvam. Every cause is of the nature of being the persistent existence of its effect, where the resolution of the effect can happen, where the effect is resolvable. Okay. Next, go to the next thing, sentence. Tathahi idam karyam. Tathahi idam karyam. Sukshma taratamya parampariyena anugamyamanam sadbuddhinishtameva avagamayati. Tathahi. Tathai means what? Evam. This is how karyam, the effect, sukshma taratamya parampariyena. So karyam here means what? Tathahi idam karyam. Idam karyam means this effect in the form of the universe. The effect in the form of the entirety of this universe. Sukshma taratamya parampariyena. Avagamyamanam, anugamyamanam, sadbuddhinishtam eva avagamayati. Even this effect, the effect in him of the universe, avagamayati, makes the person understand. Understand the cause. Helps the person arrive at the cause. Arrive at Brahman. Person, sadbuddhinishtam eva. Sadbuddhinishtam eva. Avagamayati. Sukshma taratamya parampariyena anugamyamanam idam karyam. So the reality can be, the reality which can be arrived at through the resolution, the reality can be arrived at, is which is being arrived at through the resolution of the effect. Reality can be arrived through the resolution of the effect by carefully going through the various stages of intermediary causes. And these intermediary causes are of the ascending order of subtleness. The what is meant by sukshma taratamya paramparyena anugamyamanam. So the reality is being arrived at through the resolution of the effect by going through these various stages of intermediary causes, which are of the ascending order of subtlety. Then, that means what? Sadbuddhanishtameva avagamayati. It makes person understand Sadbuddhanishta. The person makes a person, it makes one understand that through inference that there is definitely existence. Reality is existent. Sadbuddhanishtameva avagamayati. It helps a person understand the reality being existent. Or existence, the cause is in the form of existence of the effect. Understanding that cause of existence is what Sadbuddhanishta. Okay. When you take the example, to make it clear, when you take the pot, clay pot, you only see the pot effect and you want to know what is it, what is the truth of it. Then you see, with the very gross example I'm giving here, oh, then you have to say, oh, pot is made of clay. When you from the form, your attention is in the form and name pot, then you shift your attention from the form and name to the clay, which is inseparable from the pot. The form and name pot, the form, name and function called pot, being inseparable from the clay, you understand. You only see the pot. Attention is only on the pot. But you shift your attention from the pot to the clay. Then you see what? Oh, pot is nothing but clay. When you say pot is clay, you are cognitively resolving the effect in the form, name and function called pot in its cause, the clay. This is what is said here. Because that example is very easy, gross example. But here also, when you understand, there are different intermediate stages and going through which, now gradually from grossest to the subtle, subtle to the subtler, subtler to the subtlest, finally you arrive at the reality. There's a method. Anyway, so when we analyze this, definitely this effect helps one infer the reality being there as the existence of the effect. This is the teaching here. Yadapi, I'll again come back to this. I'm going to explain this again after this. Come. Yadapi vishaya pravilapanena, yadapi vishaya pravilapanena pravilapyamana buddhihi tadapi sa sat pratya garbhaiva viliyate. Yada api vishaya pravilapanena pravilapyamana buddhihi tadapi sa sat pratya garbhaiva viliyate. See, here Vishayaha means any effect. Vishaya Pravilapanam means resolution of the effect. Yada Vishaya Pravilapanam, when there is resolution of the effect, tada, then Vishaya Pravilapanena saha, along with resolution of the effect in its cause, Pravilapyamana Buddhihi. There is resolution of the knowledge also, knowledge of the effect also happens. See, whenever the effect is, whenever there is resolution of the effect in its cause, whenever there is cognitive resolution of the effect in its cause, the resolution of the knowledge of the effect also happens. Let me make it very clear. When I say ocean is water, when I say ocean is effect, cause is water. When you must be with me, very important lesson here. When I say ocean is water, what am I doing? I am cognitively resolving the effect ocean in its cause water. Correct? You're all with me? Okay. When this effect is resolved in its cause water, when the resolution of the effect called ocean cognitively happens in its cause water, the resolution of the knowledge of the effect, resolution, the knowledge of the effect also happens. Isn't it? Is it clear? Resolution of the, whenever there's effect is resolved in its cause, the knowledge of the effect also becomes resolved. That is the meaning here. Ocean is water. Then, knowledge of the effect, there is ocean is the knowledge. Please listen to me carefully. There is ocean is the knowledge first. What do you do? There is ocean is not, because I perceive the ocean, I have the knowledge that there is ocean. There is ocean, and this knowledge of the effect, the ocean, also becomes resolved. When the ocean is resolved in the water. Isn't it? So, yada vishaya pravilapanena saha is to be added. Pravilapyamana buddhihi tadapi sa sat pratyaya garbhaiva viliyate. So that when the knowledge resolves, so when there is resolution of the effect happens in its cause, along the cognitive resolution of the effect, the knowledge of the effect also becomes resolved. Then that knowledge, when it becomes resolved, what does it do? Sapratya garbhaiva viliyate. That knowledge resolves. Okay. Knowledge resolves, retaining only the existence. Sat pratyaiva garbhaha eva. Hat pratyaya garbhaha means what? The pure existence. The existence alone, it leaves the existence knowledge results. The cause alone is there as the existence then. When knowledge resolves, knowledge of the effect resolves, what remains, what is retained, there is only the cause in the form of existence of the effect. Alone is there. Buddhihi naha pramanam hatasatoho yatatmi avagami. Therefore it is said, what is the pramanam for us? What is the means of knowledge in understanding the existence or only the existence of the nature of anything? Yathatmya avagami. Sad asatoho yathatmya avagami. In understanding the nature of sat, understand the nature of the asat, understanding the nature of what is real, the nature of what is not real, understand the nature of the cause, understand the nature of the effect. What is pramanam for us? Buddhihi pramanam. It is the intellect, the pramanam, the means of knowledge for us in understanding the nature of the cause and the effect. The general statement. So what it says, what is said here? Avagami, in understanding of what yathatmyam, the nature, and understanding the essential nature of sad asatoho, understanding the nature of any effect in terms of the existent, the in terms of sat or asat, was existent or non-existent. Naha pramanam hi buddhihi. The only means of knowledge for us is the intellect. So what do we understand in this particular paragraph, the particular sentence? See, when I say ocean is water, the ocean, the effect is resolved in its cause, water. Then there is ocean that knowledge also becomes resolved along with the resolution of the effect, ocean. When the knowledge also becomes resolved along with the cause, along with the effect, then what is retained is only the cause obtaining in the form of existence of the effect. You see, water alone is in the form of existence of the ocean. Water alone is in the form of existence of the ocean. Okay? This is what? Similarly, with reference to the entire ocean also, the entire universe also, when we understand Brahman is the reality, we have yet to do that. We have yet to operate this pramana. When we resolve this universe, the effect, in its cause, when the resolution of the universe happens in its existence, its reality, in the reality, Brahma, cognitively, there is a universe. This knowledge of the universe, in terms of there is universe, the knowledge also becomes resolved. And what is left behind, what is retained is, Brahman alone is there as the existence of the universe. When you see Brahman alone is there as the existence of the universe, you see there's only Brahma. This is the idea. Hope you're all understanding what I'm teaching. Very subtle here. The teaching is very subtle. There is universe. This knowledge becomes resolved. When you say the universe is effect, so universe is nothing but Brahma. It's only till we have to understand it properly. The universe is nothing but Brahma when you say, you're resolving cognitively the universe in its cause, Brahma. So when there is resolution of the universe, the effect in its cause, Brahma, the knowledge of the universe, that there is universe, also becomes resolved simultaneously. Knowledge that there is Brahma, that there is universe, when that knowledge becomes resolved, what is retained here? Only the Brahma. Brahma, the very existence of the universe alone is retained. Therefore, what is understanding now? The Brahman alone is in the form of the universe. This is the understanding one has to happen. When you say ocean is water, ocean is resolved cognitively in its cause, water. Then along with that, that ocean is, the knowledge of the effect also becomes resolved. Then what is written is, there is only water in the form of existence of the ocean. It's called, this is what is said to be Satpratya Garbha. Satpratya Garbha means the very existence of the very existence of the effect alone is. The existence of the effect is nothing but its cause. Then you can say what? Water alone is in the form of ocean. This must be the vision. This is the benefit of cognitively resolving the effect in its cause. So cognitive resolution of the effect in its cause simultaneously contributes for the resolution of the knowledge of the effect also, which in turn will help us see the fact the cause alone is in the form of existence. The existence of the effect is the cause. That fact becomes clear. So generally, cause is that which exists before the effect comes. Cause is that which exists even in the form of the effect. Cause is that which will continue to exist even when the effect becomes destroyed. An effect loses its being effect. When the effect goes away, before the effect comes, there is cause. The cause continues to be there in the form of an effect. Again, the effect continues to be there even when the effect becomes destroyed, the effect goes away. Which means the cause is always there. This is what is saying. Continuous existence of the cause. Continuous, beginningless, endless, changeless, continuous existence of the cause serves as an evidence for us in appreciating the continuous nature of the existence. Existence is that which is of the timelessness. The existence is of the nature of timelessness. Existence has no time limitation. Existence is always there. Beginninglessly, endlessly, changelessly, existence is. What is existence? It is Swarupam. స్వరూపం ఆఫ్ ఎవ్రీథింగ్ హియర్, ది స్వరూపం ఆఫ్ ఎవ్రీథింగ్ విచ్ ఈస్ యాక్చువల్లీ ఇంప్లైడ్ బై ద టర్మ్ బ్రహ్మ. వి సే ది ఎగ్జిస్టెన్స్ ఆఫ్ ఎవ్రీథింగ్ అల్టిమేట్లీ ఈస్ ది స్వరూపం ఆఫ్ ఎవ్రీథింగ్ ఈస్ ఇంప్లైడ్ బై ద టర్మ్ బ్రహ్మ. వి కెనాట్ సీ ది ఎగ్జిస్టెన్స్ త్రూ ఫిజికల్ ఐస్. We can always experience existence along with experienced form and name. But existence without the form and name cannot be, is not available for experience. When I say there is universe is means the existence of the universe. When I say universe is means the existence of the universe. Table is means existence of the table. Chair is means existence of the chair. Window is means existence of the window. Tree is means existence of the tree. So existence is always understood with some form, name and function. Existence of the form, existence of the form not by a name, word, existence of the form which serves a purpose. So existence is always understood with a given form, name and function, with a given form and name which serves a given purpose. You remove the form, name and function cognitively, physically you can't remove. Existence of form, name and function, if you take it and cognitively remove the form, name and function intellectually, then what is what? Pure existence. That pure existence is implied by the term Brahma. That existence is beginningless, endless and changeless. And existence is independent of forms, names and functions. Existence is not dependent on the form or the name or the function. Whereas form, name and function are dependent on existence. Because their existence is, the existence of form, name and function is Brahma. So here, the Swarupam, the Brahma, the reality implied by the term Atma is in the form of existence of every object, every form, name and function. So, even if you take a simple example of pot, clay pot, it's only relative cause. Clay is only relative cause. And there's the, before the pot comes, the clay is in the form of the clay, continues to be there, and even if the pot is broken, the clay continues to be there. And clay is not dependent on the pot, whereas pot is dependent on the clay for its existence. So in what form does this clay obtain? The clay obtains in the form of existence of the pot. So, with reference to clay pot, the clay enjoys what? Continuous, clay has continuous existence. Similarly here, there's always the reality, the cause alone has continuous existence. The cause having the continuous existence is the evidence. Evidence for us in appreciating the continuous, the nature of existence being continuous. The sense beginningless, endless, the nature of the existence being timeless. I'm repeating the sentence. Our understanding of the continuous existence becomes the evidence for us in appreciating the timelessness in the nature of the existence. And what about the forms, names and functions? The forms, of course, forms enjoy existence, but not continuously. The existence the when I say form, the effects. Cause enjoys timeless existence. Effects have time-bound existence. So cause enjoys timeless existence. Effects have time-bound existence. But anyway, the very existence of the forms, names and functions is the cause. Existence with reference to ocean is the water. Existence with reference to the ornaments is gold. Existence with reference to furniture is wood. Similarly, with reference to the entirety of the cosmos, including time and space, existence is consciousness. We have not arrived at it. We are going to understand this later on. Existence is consciousness. Which means existence alone is in the form of forms, names and functions. Consciousness is in the form of existence of these forms, names and functions. Means the existence, the pure existence. We understand the meaning of the word existence along with the forms, names and functions as existence of the world, existence of the tree, existence of objects, existence of things, but existence without forms, names and functions is called pure existence. That pure existence cannot be experienced. Pure existence can be understood only as pure consciousness, as the very surup of the knower I. Pure existence can be understood only as pure consciousness, as one's own surupam. Consciousness is existence. Existence is consciousness. That's why I give this example with reference to ocean. Existence is consciousness. The reference to ornaments, gold, existence is gold. With reference to the entire universe, existence is pure consciousness. Therefore, the existence without form, name and function cannot be understood and cannot be experienced. But existence without forms, names and functions is what? Pure existence. Abstract. It has been understood only in terms of consciousness. Which can be arrived at only as surupam of one's own self. The pure consciousness is the pure existence. The consciousness alone is in the form of consciousness alone obtains as the existence of the whole universe. This is the teaching I have to remember before we enter into the next things. So, the cause can be arrived at through the resolution of the effect in it. Thereby, the knowledge of the effect also can be resolved along resolution of the effect. Thereby, one can arrive at the cause being the existence உனக்கு அனைவற்றி எக்ஸிஸ்டன்ஸ் ஆஸ் தி காஸ் ஆஃப் தி ப்ராடக்ட். இட் இஸ் அனதர் வே ஐ கோயிங் டு சீ ஹியர். தி நெக்ஸ்ட் சென்டென்ஸ் ஐம் ரீடிங், மூலம் சேத் ஜகதஹ நஸ்யாத், ஜகதஹ மூலம் ந ஸ்யாத் சேத், ஜகதஹ மூலம் ந ஸ்யாத் சேத், இஃப் தர் இஸ் நோ, இஃப் தர் இஸ் நான் எக்ஸிஸ்டன்ஸ் ஆஃப் தி காஸ், இஃப் தி காஸ் ஆஃப் த யூனிவர்ஸ் இஸ் நாட் தேர், ஜகதஹ மூலம் ந ஸ்யாத் சேத், மூலம் சேத் ஜகதஹ ந ஸ்யாத். ஐ அம் ரீடிங் கரெக்ட்லி. ஜகதஹ மூலம் ந ஸ்யாத் சேத் மீன்ஸ் நாஸ்தி சேத். இஃப் தெர் இஸ் நோ காஸ் ஆஃப் திஸ் யூனிவர்ஸ் தென் அசதன்விதமேவ இதம் காரியம். அசத் அன்விதமேவ இதம் காரியம். அசத் இத்தேவம் கிரஹ்யதே. திஸ் யூனிவர்ஸ் நாட் பீங் எண்டௌட் வித் த காஸ், இஃப் தெர் இஸ் நோ காஸ் ஆஃப் திஸ் யூனிவர்ஸ், இஃப் தெர் இஸ் நோ காஸ் ஆஃப் திஸ் யூனிவர்ஸ் தென் இதம் அசதன்விதம் காரியம், திஸ் இஃபெக்ட் இன் திம் ஆஃப் யூனிவர்ஸ் நாட் பீங் எண்டௌட் வித் த காஸ், நாட் ஹேவிங் தி காஸ், is understood to be non-existent. Will be understood to be non-existent. Asat ityevam grihyate. Idam karyam asat. Idam karyam asat iti evam grihyate. Idam karyam asat iti evam grihyate. What does it mean? This effect in the form of universe is non-existent. இதம் காரியம் அசத்தி கிரகத்தை, திஸ் யூனிவர்ஸ் திஸ் எஃபெக்ட் ஆஃப் யூனிவர்ஸ் இஸ் நான் எக்ஸிஸ்டன்ட். திஸ் இஸ் ஹவு இட் பி அண்டர்ஸ்டுட். இஃப் த யூனிவர்ஸ், இஃப் தெர் இஸ் நோ காஸ் ஆஃப் திஸ் யூனிவர்ஸ் தென் திஸ் யூனிவர்ஸ் வித்தவுட் ஹேவிங் வித்தவுட் பிங் எண்டோட் வித் த காஸ் வில் பி அண்டர்ஸ்டுட் டு பி non-existent. There's no cause of the universe means what? There's no universe. There's no cause of the universe means there's no universe. There's no water means there's no ocean. There cannot be ocean. There's no gold means there cannot be ornament. There's no cause of the universe means there cannot be the universe. Therefore, ஜகத்தா மூலம் நஸ்யாத் சேத் அசதன்விதம் ஏவ இதம் காரியம் அசத் இத்தேவம் கிரஹ்யதே. அசதன்விதம் இதம் காரியம் அசத் இத்தேவ கிரஹ்யதே. திஸ் இஃபெக்ட் இன் தி ஃபார்ம் ஆஃப் யூனிவர்ஸ் பீங் எண்டோட் நாட் பீங் எண்டோட் வித் த காஸ் இஸ் டேக்கன் டு பி வாட் நான் எக்ஸிஸ்டன்ட். நட்டு ஏததஸ்தி, நட்டு ஏததஸ்தி. Therefore, such a thing is not here. நட்டு ஏததஸ்தி means what? This is not, such a thing is not here means no. There, we cannot say the universe is non-existence. The universe is non-existent, you cannot say. There is no non-existence of the universe. There's existence of the universe because we are experiencing the universe, enjoying the universe, interacting with the universe. We are here as part of the universe. We're enjoying, experiencing, interacting with the universe, transacting the universe. The universe is. The universe is not non-existent. It is not tucham. It is not unreal. Therefore, the universe, even though it is mithya, the universe is Therefore, what? There must be the cause which lends existence to this universe. So what it says is, if there is no cause of the universe, then this universe being not endowed with the cause will be taken as the non-existence, the non-existent universe. Natu yetadasti, but that is not the fact here. Yetad na asti, that is not the fact here. Sat, sat, ityeva tu grihyate. The universe is always understood to be existent, existent. Universe is. This is how sat, 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 ityeva tu grihyate. You is always understood to be existent only. There is existence of the universe, existence of the universe, existence of the universe. There's existence of the universe. I mean what? Universe always understood to be, comprehended to be existent only. Therefore, universe exists. Therefore, there is existence of the universe. And that which obtains in the form of the existence of the universe is the pure existence, the reality, abstract, formless reality is in the form of the existence of the universe. That abstract, formless reality which is in the form of existence of the universe is pure consciousness. That's not mentioned here. I'm just telling you for sake of understanding. We have to understand that there is reality, Brahma. That reality is in the form of, reality is pure existence. And which is in the, which is, you know, existence of the universe. Its existence also is what? What is the nature of the existence? Existence has no beginning. Existence has no end. Existence is not, and does not undergo any changes. And existence is independent. Beginningless, endless, changeless, independent. What is that exists? What is that which is in the form of existence of the universe? When you want to say, so reality is in the form of existence. Existence of the universe is reality. Therefore, because you is always understood to be asti, sat, 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 sat means what? Asti, 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 ityeva grihyate. So, any effect. So here I'm going to use yatha mridadi karyam ghatadi mridadi anvitam. Yatha mridadi karyam. Mrit means clay. Mridadi mridadi karyam ghatadi. Part, etc., the effects of the clay, etc., the objects such as part, etc., which are the effects of the clay, etc., always are inseparable from the their cause, the clay, etc. So, etc., let us read all the objects. I take only the part now. The ghataha, the part, which is mritkaryam. Mritkaryam ghataha mrida anvitam. Make note of one sentence. Mritkaryam ghataha mrida anvitam. The part, the product of clay is inseparable. Inseparable from the clay. Being endowed with, okay? The being endowed with means, anvita means endowed with. Pot is always endowed with the clay means pot is inseparable from the clay. Being endowed with means being inseparable. Inseparability is meant by the word anvitam. So the pot ghataha mrutkaryam ghataha mruda anvitam anvitaha. The pot, the effect of the clay is inseparable from its cause, the clay. Just as pot, etc., the effect of clay, etc., is ever in always inseparable from its cause, clay, etc. You can never see the pot without seeing the clay. Seeing the pot, experiencing the pot, perceiving the pot is nothing but seeing the clay only. You're seeing the ocean, you're seeing the water. Seeing the effect is seeing the cause. Seeing the ornament is seeing the gold. Without seeing the gold, you can never see only the ornament. Your attention may not be paid to the gold. Please make a note. Very important sentence. Your attention may not be paid to the gold. Attention may be paid only to the ornament, the design of the chain, etc. Still, the design, the chain, the ornament, what you're seeing is nothing but gold. When you are seeing the ornament, you're actually seeing the gold only. You can never see only the chain without the gold. Your attention may not be paid to the gold. Without paying attention to the gold, your attention can be only on the ornament. But still, when you're seeing, we're experiencing the ornament, you're seeing the gold only. When you're seeing the ocean, you're attracted towards the blue color of the ocean. You may see attention maybe only in the ocean, the form and name, the color. But when you're seeing the blue ocean, you're actually seeing the water only. Because jalanvitaha samudraha. Ocean is inseparable from the water. Swarnanvitam abharanam. Swarnanvitam abharanam. Vastranvitam shirt. Because cause is, effect is always inseparable from the cause. Without paying the attention to the cause, having attention only on the effect, when you're experiencing the effect also, you're actually seeing the cause only. Similarly, here, what's the beautiful lesson? When you're seeing the whole jagat, without paying attention to Brahma, still you are seeing the Brahman only. And how? In the form of existence. Brahma, the reality is in the form of existence of the universe. I'm going to stop here. We'll continue tomorrow, okay? Tasmat jagataha moolam atma asti ityeva upalabdhavyaha. Tasmat, therefore, jagataha moolam atma, the cause of the universe, Atma asti. Definitely, Atma is the cause of the universe. इत्येव उपलब्धव्यः. दिस हाउ आत्मा शुड बी अंडरस्टूड एज द एग्जिस्टेंस द कॉज ऑफ द यूनिवर्स. ओके, I'll continue tomorrow. The rest of the paragraph, rest of the one small paragraph is there. I'll continue tomorrow. It is little subtle teaching. Nothing to worry. We'll see. We understand better tomorrow. Okay. Om Purnamadah Purnamidam Purnat Purnamudachyate Purnasya Purnamadaya Purnameva Vasishyate. Om Shanti 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 Harihi Om Tat Sat. श्रीगुरुभ्यो नमः हरिः ओम्.